Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. This time on the show, we're going back to January of 2002, and we're starting things off with Lenny Kravitz, who was big on the chart back then. This is from the album Lenny, an album released on the day before Halloween of 2001, and this song is Dig In.
It's time to face it, come on in and join the party. Life has been waiting for you to care. Don't try to fake it, jump on in and get it started. There's so much loving for you to share. Contribution. There ain't no time for you to spare. If you ain't part of the game, then how can you find a solution? Nobody said that it would be fair.
January 2002.
He spends nights in California, watching stars on the big screen. Then he lies awake and he wonders, why can't that be me? 'Cause in his life he's filled with all these good intentions. He's left a lot of things he'd rather not mention right now, just before he says goodnight. He looks up with a little smile at me and he says, if I could be like that, well, I would give anything just to live one day in those shoes. If I could be like that, what would I do? What would I do? Yeah. up in the North Park, watching the people as they pass. And all she wants is just a little piece of this dream. Is that too much to ask? With a safe home and a warm bed on a quiet little street, all she wants is just that something to hold on to. That's all she needs. Yeah, if I could be like that, well, I would give anything just to live one day in those shoes. If I can be like that, what would I do? What would I do?
Song was featured on the soundtrack to the film American Pie 2. Next up is the first English language single for Shakira. It's from her first English language album called Laundry Service, and the single is Whenever, Wherever.
No, no, no.
January 2002. His album Cuttin' Heads, released in October 2001, that's John Mellencamp with Peaceful World. Now, of course, John Mellencamp, a big rock act from the 80s, and another big rock act from the 80s that was on the chart in January 2002 was the band U2. Now, this song was actually released in January 2001 in the UK, but it wasn't until late 2001 that it saw a release in the US and Canada. U2 with Stuck in a Moment.
Melody, a song that I can sing in my own forsake the colors that you bring. The nights you fill with flowers, hey, they left you with nothing. I'm still enchanted by the light you brought to me.
Enjoying the show, and if you are, check out a show my friends across the pond do called Rock Island Radio UK.
Tune in to Rock Island Radio UK, bringing you the very best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, rock, prog, and blues. Rock Island Radio UK, online, stream, and download at your convenience. Shows like The Rock Monster Show, Country Club, and Jukebox Heroes. Simply go to podomatic.com or your favourite podcasting platform and search for Rock Island Radio UK. So tune in and bookmark Rock Island Radio UK today.
You can find Rock Island Radio in all of the same places you find my show and listen to one of the many different series that are released each week on Rock Island Radio UK.
Sunday. first time, cause I be getting mine, and she was looking fine. Smooth talker, she told me she loved to unfold me all night long. Ooh, I love the way she kicked it, from the front to the back she flipped it. And I, oh, I, yeah, hope that you care, cause I'm a man, I'll always be there. I'm not a man to play around, baby, cause the one I stand isn't really fair. From the first impression, girl, you don't seem to be like that, cause there's no need to check, for there'll be plenty of time for that. From the subway to my home, and it's ringing off my phone. When you're feeling all alone, all you gotta do is just call me
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday.
Another song that was released much earlier in the UK than the US, Craig David with 7 Days. Now that song was released in the UK in July of 2000, but the US release was not until November 2001. We're spotlighting songs that were big on the chart in January of 2002, and next up is Orlando, Florida-based band O-Town. The band's not really around anymore, but a lot of us here in Orlando use that nickname for the city. From O-Town, here's O-Town, All or Nothing.
I know when he's been on your mind, that distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you'd realize it's over, over. It's not the way I choose to live, and something somewhere's got to give. As sharing this relationship gets older, older. You know I'd fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair, cause I want it all or nothing. The bottom, it's now or never.
Never.
Is it all
nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall. It's now or never. Is it all or nothing at all? There's nowhere left to fall. When you reach the bottom, it's now or never. Is it all or are we just friends? Is how it ends with a simple telephone call. You leave me here with nothing at all.
It's the BVW Podcast.
Extra.
Now, back to our program.
January 2002.
I keep on falling in love.
Her first hit, and it could still be her biggest, that's Alicia Keys with Fallen. Now we're back to when the NBC comedy drama Scrubs was in the middle of its first season.
Why has this Gomer got to try and die every day during my lunch?
It's a little insensitive.
Mistake.
Ben's 92 years old, he has full dementia, he doesn't even know we're here. He is inches from Carlo's rack and he hasn't even flinched.
What about his subconscious?
Eisenhower was a sissy. I think by the grace of God, we're going to be okay. Oh, and from now on, whenever I'm in the room, you're definitely not allowed to talk.
And the ABC comedy Spin City was in the middle of its last season.
I saw that.
Saw what?
Oh, the old nice to meet you.
Yeah, that was pretty rude.
Since I moved to New York, I have been so busy working, I haven't had time to make one good girlfriend. Sam and I got along right from the start, and I don't want you ruining it.
All I said was nice to meet you.
Hey, Caitlin, we better get going. Nice to meet you, Charlie.
My pleasure.
Cut it out!
It's January 2002, here on the BVW Podcast.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops, there goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own.
Hey, ladies, when
January 2002.
Pick me up, love.
Pick me up, love. Every day.
Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love. Every day, ain't no mind to toss or advances to take my chances on. Every day, left to right, up and down, love, push up, love, love. Every day, jump in the mud or get your hands dirty.
Dave Matthews Band with Every Day as we get set to hear the number one song of January 2002. But first, here's Mary J. Blige with her huge hit from then, Family Affair.
Set let your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor. Drama
in our lives.
With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations at the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair, as we get set to hear the number one song of January 2002. It's the first single from the Canadian band Nickelback. Now, Nickelback was formed back in 1995, but it was not until their third album, Silver Side Up, which was released in 2001, that they found any commercial success. Nickelback lead singer Chad Kroeger says the album Silver Side Up sold so well because it was, quote, about romantic relationships and contained memorable hooks. Now, obviously, one of the things that a lot of critics say about Nickelback is their songs are simple and they all sound the same, but you cannot deny the success they've had over the decades now, and that success all started with their very first number one. The number one song of January 2002 is How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man, I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man, I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Words in my head, scream while we have fun.
as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. A war's bringing on a different story. This time I'm mistaken. Beforehand I knew a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong, I've been down, been to the bottom of every bottle. There's five words in my head. Scream my way.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me. It was their first single, and it's the number one song of January 2002. And with that, we'll wrap up another edition of the BVW Podcast. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll do another one soon.